Mic check. 1, 2. 1, 2. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. First and foremost, I would like to apologize for those that were blindsided about me not having an episode. Last week, Monday, I took the week off because I had my first event, the meet and greet in Miami on Friday, May the 16th. But I was hosting the event, but I was also hosting people that came in town to visit for me up until the Tuesday. So I just did not have the time, the space, the opportunity to be able to drop another episode. And I definitely felt like, you know what? I needed a breather all around, like all around. So I'm sorry if you did not know what was going on. I got a couple of DMs like, hey, I didn't see an episode drop. That's why, that's what was going on. But the meet and greet was in Miami. It was amazing. I would say if I could give an estimate for how many people showed up, it had to be between like 70 and 75 people. It was full of people that wanted to be there, which I'm very grateful and very happy about because, you know, I always say this and I mean it every time that I say it because I'm really big on gratitude and expressing gratitude. But when somebody gives you their time, it's the best and it's the greatest currency. Like when somebody offers you their time and their resources and their energy and their attention, like I feel value and I don't take that for granted. So to have people come from all over the world, not just all over the city, all over the state, but all over this country, came in from other countries. I'm so grateful. My heart was happy. I was amazed to see how many people believe in me or what I have, but also with Roz, who was the person that actually put everything together, had the idea, who trusted me to collaborate with her for this meet and greet. I was just grateful. I met so many people that have been following me on TikTok for a while, and some people that follow me on Threads, and it was just beautiful. It was very beautiful. So I had to acknowledge that. I had to speak on that. And if you were there and you're a listener to this podcast, I genuinely, genuinely appreciate you. I was thinking about it after, like when I was doing like my come down from the event, and like when the adrenaline came down and when I was actually sitting still, I was just thinking about different things. Like, of course, I got to critique myself as a Virgo and critique, you know, the event, thinking about what could be better. But in my moments of gratitude, I was thankful for how many people that don't know me bet on me because I have friends, I have family, I have loved ones that just simply did not come. And it wasn't because, oh, I'm free and I'm busy and I'm da da da. It was like they just didn't come. But then I have strangers from the internet who believe in me and appreciate me and respect me so much that they came out of their way. They went out of their way to just show support. And that spoke volumes to me. That means more to me than a lot of people may know or may realize. And that's a layered thing, just another story for another day. But anyway, today, I wanted to speak a bit about dating because I realize I haven't really said much about dating. I am a private person, so I don't speak on dating or like relationships and romance in my life much. But I definitely wanted to talk about it because most of my listeners are like between late or mid to late 20s up until like 40s. And I mean, the thing that is the thing for a lot of us is dating and romance. And for some people, marriage. Like they want to be married, they desire marriage for themselves. And so, I mean, I might as well talk about it. I'm someone that dates. I'm someone that's been in relationships. I'm someone that has been engaged. I'm someone that's been married. I'm someone that's been divorced. So, some things that I speak on come from just experience and then also observation with other people's lives and other people's experiences. But I'll just kick it off with how has dating been for me? So for a long time, I was not really interested in dating because I felt like it was an investment of my time. And I like my time. I don't like for people to waste my time. And the thing with dating, I think relationships in general, is that there's no certainty, right? It's a gamble. So if you take the gamble, if you take the risk to give someone your time, to give someone your attention, to give someone your energy, you take that risk knowing that maybe things will work out, maybe they won't, but I'm still gonna do this anyway. Now, see, for me, the reason why I was hesitant about dating was because I'm like, am I willing to invest myself in something that I'm not certain about? Like, am I willing to have these same conversations about what's your favorite color? What's your love language? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you do for work? Am I willing to do that over and over and over again? No, I'm not. And that has been me my entire life. Like, that didn't happen when I hit 30, where it was like all of a sudden I'm like, I'm gonna just not do this anymore, or I'm gonna just do this less. I've always been that way. But I think also the reason why I wasn't a big dater or didn't have a lot of people on my roster, so to speak, was because I've always had community as well. And because I always feel so fulfilled with my community, when I'm not in relationships, I still feel seen. I still feel heard. I still have people that are there. Now, as I've gotten older, I've experienced less community or less access to community because a lot of my community has moved or I've moved. I've lived in different cities. I've lived in different states. And so I don't have my community in one location anymore. So that is the thing that actually pretty much made me more open to being on the dating scene more consistently. But with my experiences with dating, I feel like I can't say that I've had extremely bad experiences with dating. Because I tend to give people time and energy that I feel I mesh with well, right? I'm not gonna date anybody where it's like, ooh, I didn't think you were like this. Like, typically, I gauge people's energy. I gauge, okay, do we converse well? Do we, like, can we bounce off of each other as far as conversation goes? Do you stimulate my mind? Do you make me laugh? It's certain things that's like, I need that before I'm even willing to give someone any type of specific or particular energy to even access my phone number. I'll be giving people my phone number because I've had the same phone number since I've had a phone. My entire life, my phone number has been the same. And I'm not about to change it just because somebody is weird or crazy or doing the most. So I'm very selective about who I give access to me in that way. But I noticed that for me, at this time in my life, and in the more recent times of dating, one of the biggest things that has come with dating is distance. Everybody is not equipped or ready for distance. And it's frustrating and it's difficult, but when I've done long distance before, I've been in a position where I knew what it came with and I was willing to do what I had to do to intentionally connect. Because one thing about distance is it's not that the person is out of sight, out of mind. It's actually the opposite. It's actually like this person is to me, it feels like the idea of the person is more pushing and more at the forefront of your mind, because the hope is maybe I'll see you in a week, maybe I'll see you in 2 weeks, maybe I'll see you in 2.5 weeks, you know. And everybody's not capable of managing that. Everybody's not capable of being okay with that. And that's what I've had to learn, like in my recent experiences with dating, is that distance is not for everyone. I can make do with distance, if I really, really like someone or if I'm really, really invested, but it's not convenient, it's not easy, and it comes with a lot of things. So I would say in my recent experiences with dating, distance has been the most difficult thing, not really communication or compatibility or anything like that, like conflict or whatever. It's been distance. I got asked a lot about dating in the past week, about like, are you ready to date? Are you looking to date? Whatever. Dating for me is not a priority, but I'm also not opposed to it because I've come to a realization with myself. Like, I actually have so much to offer and so much to give somebody because I know that I'm a great partner. I know what I carry. I know who I am. I know what I extend. So I'm not like, no. There was a time where I was like that, where I'm like, no. Absolutely not. I'm not interested in dating. I'm not looking for it, whatever. But because I have been doing the work with myself, I feel like I have the capacity to love well. It's not a priority for me, but I know that I have the tools in my box. I know that I have space in my life and in my world for love, but I'm not looking for it. Like, I'm not going out my way for love at all. And to be real, I think there wasn't ever a time in my life where I actually was like, I want love. I want to be in a relationship where it actually found me or where I found it. kind of just falls in my lap sometimes, you know? And not to say that dating is always a love thing, but low key, it'd be like that for me because how I'm wired. I think I've mentioned it before. My shortest relationship was 2 years long, and my longest relationship was just about 7 years, almost 7 years. And I mean, as you can hear, I'm usually in things for the long haul. I'm usually invested. And I don't like starting over and just doing stuff short. And just I don't like that. Like, if we say we're trying to do it, let's do it. If we say that we're committed, let's commit. Let's try. You know, that's how I am. Not to say that I'm willing to tolerate nonsense or inconsistency or roller coasters 24/7, but when I'm invested, I'm invested. And when I'm with someone that I care about, I'm investing the best part of myself. I'm trying my best. I'm extending my best and I'm hoping for the best. I enjoy dating, when I enjoy a person. I don't enjoy the talking phase with people. Like that little get it to know you phase, I don't like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like the whole, you want to exchange numbers? Yeah, okay. You like me, I like you. Okay. You got siblings? Me too. Okay. You lived here? I lived here too. Okay. Like, oh my God. Like, can we just already know each other? Can I already pay attention to your patterns and pay attention to how you do things and how you communicate things or how you look when you feel a certain way? Can we just jump to that? Can we? You know, that's how I am. But I noticed that after a certain age, the standards and I think the capacity to take on certain things with dating has looked different for me. My type has changed. Like, as I grow and as I mature and evolve as an individual, everything is changing for me. So, things that I may have been attracted to before, I'm not anymore. And even with that, even on like from a physical point of view, right? Like when I was younger, I liked people that looked younger. Now that I've grown, like now that I'm in my 30s, I'm attracted to women that look like women. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I look like I'm 18 going on 19, but when you feel and experience my aura, you know, okay, this is a grown woman. That is what I like. Like, if you age or you look young, okay, cool, but feel like a grown woman. Because I know when I scroll TikTok, it's like you could look at somebody at face value and be like, wow, they look good. They're pretty. They're beautiful. But their aura gives immature and childish. Baby. TT is not interested in immaturity. TT is attracted to maturity. TT is drawn to adults who have grown. I know who I am. I am confident and secure in myself energy. That is my type. People always ask me my type, and I always respond that I know it when I see it, because I know it when I see it, and I know it when I feel it, because it's just a thing. It's just a thing. A black woman that is mature, that is in her bag, that cares about herself, that is stewarding herself and being the best version of herself, trying to cultivate a safe space internally and externally for herself. That spectacular. Give me one of them. Okay. But I find that dating for me now is less about what's your love language. Oh, that's my love language too. First of all, I don't prioritize a communicating about love languages. It's not a priority for me anymore because we have bigger fish to fry, sis. Do you talk about your trauma? Have you been to therapy? Do you know your triggers? Separate and apart from knowing them, do you do something about the awareness of your triggers? Do you know your attachment styles? Are we compatible? Do we have chemistry? Like, on a basic level, it's not just about optics and aesthetics. Like, oh, you look good. I look good too. Oh, you in the fashion? I'm in the fashion too. Oh, you like music? I like music too. Like, no. What is your vision? What do you see for yourself? Do you desire something greater? Are you complacent? Are you securing yourself? Are you confident in yourself? Do you let insecurity run you and consume you? Are you aware of the things that may come with your mental health? I'm very aware of myself, and I know that I experience depression and anxiety, and I communicate that to people when I'm emotionally invested. I mean, I just communicated it to all of y'all too on TikTok, on this podcast, but I have effects that manifest in certain seasons more than others, because sometimes the depression that I may deal with is triggered by the seasons that I'm in. And so I communicate that. And so, am I with somebody who may deal with depression and anxiety? Can they communicate that, or will I be caught off guard? But self-awareness, communication, someone who's a good listener, not just a good speaker, someone who knows how to manage conflict, who can have a conversation or have dialogue that doesn't always turn into an argument. I've been in relationships before, or I've dated before, where I was talking to somebody for several months or for years, and we did not argue. Because I don't believe that you have to argue. Like, arguing is something that you don't have to do. There are ways to communicate beliefs that may be different, or convictions that may be different, or even be triggered without feeling like we have to argue about it or go toe to toe about it. Are we on the same team? Yes. Do I love you? Yes. Do I care about you? Yes. Do I want us to be at odds or go days or hours without communicating just because we don't see eye to eye on something? No. So how can we resolve this issue? And also understanding that it's okay to give people space if they need it. It's okay to respect someone's space and give them their individuality and let them breathe to gather themselves and figure themselves out. But are you the type of person that communicates that? Are you communicating, when I'm upset, I need space, so that the person that you're with understands you need space? Are you the type of person that says, I don't need space? So if we're upset, we can continue to talk. How I communicate may be a little different, but we can still talk. I don't need distance. Because also that has to do with attachment styles, I believe, with like avoidant or anxious or whatever. But these are the things that I consider when I date now, because I date with intention, and I date with the goal of longevity. I date with the expectation of longevity. Like, I want to grow, I want to build, I want to create together, I want to travel the world together, I want to see how our dreams can coexist, and how we could just be alongside each other and be the best versions of ourselves, but also extend the best love to each other that we've ever been able to extend. In every or any relationship or dating experience that I've been in, every single time I want to be a better version of myself. And I hope to one day date someone where I could experience the best version of myself, where it's like I've been cultivating my best version of myself from trial and error, and I've landed at the best version of myself, and here I am, existing as a healthy being, loving a healthy being, communicating with a healthy being, co-creating and collaborating with someone, and just seeing where that goes. But my biggest takeaway with dating has been that love, being in love, dating, being with someone isn't something that I ever feel like I need. It's something that I want, and it's something that I desire. And when I go through my eras where I don't want it or desire it, that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with just wanting to be alone. There's nothing wrong with wanting to invest my time and my energy into myself first and foremost. And there's nothing wrong with having boundaries in different seasons where dating may look different. Like, sometimes I'm in an era where I'm like, I'm all in. And sometimes I'm in an era where it's like, I can't give this 100% of my time and my attention right now. And it's on me to know, and it's also on me to communicate. But I've learned that I don't need a love interest to be the best version of myself. I don't need a partner. I don't need a girlfriend. It's something that I want. So when I choose to be with someone, they know that I'm here and I'm with them because I want this. because I desire this, because I chose this. I made an active decision, and I make an active decision every day to invest my time, invest my energy, invest my attention, extend romantic energy, try to love well, try to be healthy, because it's what I want to do, not because it's what I have to do or what I need to do. And so, yeah, I don't know what dating is going to look like for me in the near future. Like I said, it's not really a priority for me. But I am now in a better place because I've seen myself genuinely be happy with people. And I like how it felt. And so instead of looking at those situations that didn't work out as like, woe is me and that sucks and it's over, I feel like I have hope. Because I'm like, somebody will be willing to take what comes with being with me. And I will be able to love someone's daughter well, fearlessly, and willingly, and wholly, and healthily. I don't know if I said that, but because I have it in me to do so. So, leaving y'all with a challenge. I would love for you to take some time to think about yourself and your dating history. Reevaluate yourself and what dating has looked like for you. Whether you're single, whether you're dating, whether you're in a relationship, like, you can write down the best parts of dating, the worst parts of dating, and what you want dating to look like for you in the future. And if you desire to date, if you desire to go on dates, if you desire to pursue someone or be pursued, first and foremost, make sure that the energy that you're looking for and desiring from someone else, make sure that you check off that checklist with yourself first. Yes, you could give yourself quality time. Yes, you can take yourself out on dates. Yes, you can have conversations with yourself that are difficult. Ask questions, pose questions. Yes, you could see if you've taken the time to identify what your triggers are, so that if you're triggered, you don't let your triggers consume you or consume or be the reason that you react instead of respond to certain things. So managing triggers, also managing expectations. Just take the time to do the whole checklist that you want for your type, whatever your type may be, and make sure that you have that within yourself first. You like someone that provides? Are you providing for you? You like someone that makes you feel safe? Do you make you feel safe? You like someone that listens? Do you take the time to pause and listen to yourself and your thoughts? Do you take the time to observe your thoughts? Because you aren't your thoughts, you're the thinker of your thoughts. So do you sit with yourself sometimes? Whatever the case may be, you know yourself. And just do that. I'm going to practice that as well. I've been practicing it. I did that. I took some time to do that yesterday morning. And it was so interesting, the things that surfaced for me when I was just thinking about myself or whatever. But take the time to do it. Take the time to do it. Just be with yourself and just face yourself and acknowledge yourself first and foremost. And then look who it attracts. Pay attention to the patterns of who you attract. Pay attention to that, because sometimes the people that you attract have some commonalities, and see if that's something that you feel like the commonalities are healthy things or toxic things. And if you need to make adjustments, make those adjustments. And be great and love yourself. And don't be afraid of love. I don't like falling in love, but I'm not afraid of it anymore. Shout out to Big G.O.D. because, yeah, I was afraid for a little, it was a little moment where I was kind of scared, but I'm good now. I'm good. I'm good. Good. So, thank you for listening to. I'm just tongue tied today. I'm tired, y'all. I'm still tired from last week. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. It was less of a traditional episode. I wanted to just more so talk about my perspective of dating, but I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that your week will be full of joy, hope, peace, beauty, maybe love. Who knows?